This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. What is a fair appraisal on your property? Who decides that number? And how do we know they're not jacking up that number to get more money for the local governments? Well, there is a system in place that allows property owners to challenge that appraisal, but it's a system that is weighted towards those with big property holdings, since they have the means and the greater motivation to shave down their appraisal in order to pay a smaller tax bill. And in the last year, we've seen a growing number of challenges to the Bexar County Appraisal District worth millions and millions of dollars. So what is behind that? We're joined this half hour by Michael Amesquita, the chief appraiser of the Bexar County Appraisal District, and Joe Harrison. He is a partner at Harrison Duncan Law Firm, who specializes in tax law and challenging appraisals. We invite you to call in with your questions and your experience about challenging appraisals. The number is 614-8980. 614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. So, Michael Amesquita, the appraisal district, tell me, why are you seeing so many challenges, or how many challenges are you seeing compared to previous years?
Well, this year we have something on the order of $10.3 billion in lawsuits that have been filed for 2013. In a normal year, we get between $4 and $5 billion. There's a number of things that we believe have caused that to happen. And you know, nonetheless, at the center of all this argument has to do with the type of appeals that we're receiving. We're receiving appeals not on market value, but on equal and uniform value. And that just basically allows the taxpayer to argue values based on the comparability of values of other comparable properties. And, you know, to look at a median level of value, well, if you're the best property in town and you're looking at comparables that are not as good as yours and then adjusting downward from there, it creates a spiral down effect. And it's a somewhat problematic.
So, Joe Harrison, this is your job. This is your meat. This is what you do. You try to you look at property values mainly for big properties, and you say that's too high. Let me go challenge that at the appraisal district.
Yes, that's what I do and what I've been doing for a number of years. And the number of lawsuits, actually, when you look at the reported statistics of the comptroller by appraisal districts around the state, I mean, in Bexar County, there's been a five-year, we don't have 2013 statistics reported yet, but there was a five-year downtrend from 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, just 290 value lawsuits in 2012. I think we have over 600,000 accounts. So it's trended down. We don't have 2013 figures. Larger properties will always be sued on more than smaller ones, whether it's equal and uniform or a market value appeal, because it's more cost effective. And that's true not only of tax litigation, but any other type of dispute. Is it a large enough dispute to be able to afford an attorney and afford the expense of litigation? That's just the nature of litigation, and not just in the tax area.
Right. So it's, when we talk about market appraisals, it seems interesting. Like, how do you appraise like a refinery, for example? Like, you know, how do you, there's not a lot of, I mean, it's, you look at it, what do you do? It can be really complicated. So how do you get that number, Joe?
If it's market value, there are three recognized approaches in the appraisal industry to market value. One, if you have a property that is fairly new, and built with current technology and doesn't have a lot of age on it, doesn't have a lot of issues with functionality where it's just kind of antique and obsolete, you can use a cost approach. That's pretty complex for something like a large refinery, but it is possible if you have a new property. You can look at the sales comparison approach, which is where you go out and look for similar properties that have sold in that relevant marketplace within a reasonable period, you know, close to the valuation date. Again, if it's something like a refinery, you may have to go outside of the county. You may not have that many sales, but that's a possibility. There's also an income approach.
So you can see it's really complicated. It is. There's a lot of room for arguing back and forth and trying to – you're motivated to try and get the number down as low as possible, because that's what you've been hired to do by your clients. And, of course, Michael, you work for the appraisal district. You're trying to get a fair number. And because – I mean, this may sound like an esoteric kind of topic and kind of dry, but we're talking about the lifeblood of our local governments. Right, Michael?
Well, you know, the real – truth of the matter is the whole thing is about fairness. And Joe made a very good point. The people that tend to sue us tend to be those that can afford the lawyers, the experts, to carry on 2 or 3 years of trial. Quite frankly, the average homeowner can't. And that's where the inequity comes in. The notion that taxation should be fair and equal, to me, is a term that's been hijacked out of the Constitution. It's used routinely in referring to equity appeals. But the fact of the matter is, equity appeals do nothing except distort equity and parity between property classes. Business property, commercial property, suffer huge losses in value to the detriment of homeowners. You know, if you're a homeowner and you come in and you argue and get 10% off your value, okay, maybe you save $400 in taxes. But if you're a $200 million hotel and you come in and knock 10% off, you just knocked off $500,000 in tax liability for every year that you effectuated that change. Who pays that tax?
Well, the question is, I mean, does the tax burden shift to working Joes like me, and I'm paying just for my house, which is basically where almost all my wealth is tied up into my house, and I look at my tax bill and I'm going, well, this is what they say my house is worth. I wish I could get that much from my house, but I don't know if I could or if I couldn't. But Joe, as you go and you enter into these, what are they, negotiations, or is it like a trial or a hearing? How does it work, Joe?
Some go to trial. I mean, you appeal, you protest first to the appraisal review board. If that doesn't resolve things, you can appeal to district court. You also have the right for homesteads, your principal residence, and properties under $1 million to go to a binding arbitration procedure that is a lot more cost effective. Now, for years, the homeowner could not go in that proceeding and argue about equal and uniform, compare their house to their neighbor's homes and say, hey, I'm 50% higher when it's the same quality, it's the same age. Now, thanks to legislation in 2013, they'll be able to do that and they'll have a remedy that's a lot more cost
effective. So are we talking about the HB 585 and the auto amendment? Is that what it is, Michael?
No, the auto amendment basically raises the bar for, in other words, when a property is finally determined after September 1, 2013, I believe, any value that was changed after that point through the courts, through the ARB, whatever the case may be, in order for me to raise that value next year, I'm now having a burden of, instead of the preponderance of the evidence, a clear and convincing standard, which is even a higher standard. It's somewhat fuzzy to me. I don't know how someone can have a higher standard applied to an opinion of value. Appraisal is an art, not a science.
Right. Well, but it's also a reality that many of us are dependent upon, and we've got to come up with a system of fairness. And with all of these challenges that are happening here in Bexar County, you got to wonder what's motivating that, how much money is at stake, and whether or not if the system that we have is going to be able to survive this new wrinkle. We're going to continue our conversation. We want to get some callers in. If you've got a question about the appraisal process or if you went through a challenge, call in. Tell us what you went through, your experience. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email us at the source here at tpr.org. I'm David Martin Davies. This is The Source, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. If you've paid property taxes, you had an appraisal on your house, your property, and you may have wondered where that number came from and if that number is locked in stone or what you can do to change it if you need to. Apparently, there are a lot of big businesses, corporations, big property owners in San Antonio who have the means in order to do that. But the question is that creating a regressive system of property taxes? Is it inequitable? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. If you've challenged your property tax appraisals, let us know. We're joined with Michael Amesquita. He is the chief appraiser for the Bexar County Appraisal District, and Joe Harrison. He is an experienced partner, a lawyer at Harrison and Duncan Law Firm. He specializes in tax law and challenging the appraisals. So with this 585, this law that was passed in the last legislature, which was supposed to kind of clean up how things worked with these appraisals and how they were be able to challenge. But did that make it so that we're getting so many challenges, Michael?
You know, I don't know what perpetuated or precipitated us having twice as many lawsuits or twice as much value in litigation as we have from one year to the next. It is interesting that it happened on the heels of 585's passage. One of the things that's different this year than last is the auto amendment, as you referred to, essentially holds that the appraisal district is forbidden from raising the value from 1 year to the next if they were finally determined in the litigation or at the ARB, at the appraisal review board. And so essentially what that does in my mind is it keeps us from raising a value back to an equitable level like everybody else. It creates an equity and provides an avenue, if you will, for a continuous spiral down of the appraisals of the most valuable properties in Bexar County. And if you're not receiving the same kind of adjustment as those big properties are, then it is to your detriment, and there's no other way to look at it. Of those $10.3 billion, 99.9% of it is all E&U commercial litigation. It's not market value. Nobody's saying you've overappraised me. They're saying I'm unequal when you compare my property to other properties that I've somehow manipulated the values on in order to drive down the median and drive down all the values.
So, Joe, is that what you say? This is not a fair assessment. You're saying I could get it lower because there's other property out there that I can compare it to. Is that what you do?
Well, we've got kind of a false premise here. An equal and uniform is always kind of the whipping boy, and it's been part of the law for 16 years. It's been embedded in our Constitution forever. You have to have an effective remedy, and all it says is that if I own a property, I'm entitled to equal and uniform, consistent treatment with the owners of other similar properties, and you have to have a remedy for that. We always have. The number of value lawsuits have been steadily down over the last 5 years. We don't have 2013 figures. Nothing in the reported statistics to the state shows an increase. It shows just the opposite. What the Ottawa Amendment and other recent enactments have tried to address is the recurring situation that they were hearing from voters that, hey, I go in and fight to lower my taxes, I spend money, I spend time, I get them reduced down, and then the appraisal district takes me right back up the following year. That's why there's a higher standard of proof. It doesn't say the district cannot raise the value, but they have to have a good reason. They can't simply reflexively take it back up, make you go all through the whole process again. And that's a serious issue.
Okay. Our phone lines are open. We're going to take some calls. The number is 614-8980. Paul has called in. Paul, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Paul, you there?
Hi, this is Paul Carr.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My comment is, I was in residential, a little bit of business real estate here in San Antonio for about 4 years. And I find in this city the appraisals are extremely low. And people really don't pay their fair share toward the government of San Antonio. Now, with the problem of covering the police and firemen expense, that it's growing by having properly assessed tax rates being enforced, there'd be money to offset that expense. That's pretty much my comment.
Okay. All right, Paul, thank you for that. He says he thinks the appraisals are too low. But is it when you do appraisals, we talk about the regressiveness of property taxes. Is there the tendency of the appraisers to be less hesitant to, you know, they see $1 million property and they're going to call it $1 million, or are they going to kind of lowball it? I mean, you know, Joe, does that happen?
Again, we need to cut through some of the rhetorical flourish with facts. Again, statistics reported to the state. The state does essentially an audit of appraisal districts each year. Their most recent audit of the Bexar appraisal district showed that Bexar was capturing 97% of commercial value, which is a really good score in a rising market because you're always kind of trailing a little bit behind gathering sales, gathering data. So this idea that we have this spiral down and we're losing all this commercial value, the state has found otherwise. It's a 97% score. We're not losing value according to those official stats. It's just not happening.
Well, the truth of the matter is, I mean, talk about false premise. I mean, this guy makes his entire living off of how much value he can take off the roll. First of all, the state score that we receive, which he's right, was a very high score, but it's of the known sales that are known in the community. We don't have full sales disclosure in Texas, so we don't know half of the sales we have in Bexar County. And as far as the trending down of the lawsuits, well, we just came out of a recession, folks. I mean, seriously, values have been flat to down since 2008. Of course the lawsuits are off.
Yeah, but now we're hearing today that the values across the country are up the highest since they've been since 2008.
And we are looking at substantial value increases this year. You know, Joe says that the official state number isn't out. In Harris County and in Bexar County, as a matter of fact, last fall I asked my county commissioner's court to sue me personally at the appraisal district so that we could expose how corrupt this system is. It's nothing short of a scam.
Okay, what system is corrupt? What are you talking about?
Equal and uniform appeals. And to the extent that we have $10.3 billion in litigation this year, that's a fact. All you have to do is make a public information request. I'll show you the numbers. But the fact of the matter is, in Harris County, the Harris County Commissioner's Court has hired an independent expert, Ted Whitmer, to study the values in Harris County because they believe they, too, are undervaluing property. They currently have 400 Class A lawsuits, Class A office buildings under lawsuit in Harris County this year.
So walk me again through the system. They want you want the Bexar County to sue your department.
I would love them to.
And to in order to what? Why can't you just release that information on your own?
Well, first of all, the legislature doesn't pay a lot of attention to chief appraisers. They just don't. You know, people think that we're here to try to hang on to value. I don't care what the value is as long as it's dispersed fairly and equally. It's just not. If a taxpayer has an advantage because they have the financial means to take advantage of a process, I refer to it as a scam, to get their value reduced, and the average homeowner isn't afforded the same opportunity, where's the equity in that?
Right. So, okay, Joe.
Yeah. The average homeowner, first of all, Texas tax code applies to everybody, whether you own the largest refinery or the smallest house. You have the same rights. You have the same remedies. The cost effectiveness issue is something that pervades any litigation you can think of. If I say I've got a $500 dispute and I don't tell you what kind, can I afford to hire a lawyer? Probably not. If I tell you I have a $50,000 dispute and I don't tell you what kind, can I afford to hire a lawyer? Probably so. That is the nature of litigation generally. Now, the one thing that has been added, that where the small owners have additional rights, is in the arbitration area, if it's a home or it's a property under $1 million. That's a cheap remedy they have now that larger property owners don't have, and that helps. But listen, there have been complaints about equal and uniform in this particular remedy for the last 16 years since it was enacted. It's always held up as this great evil that it's wrecking the entire appraisal system, and it's not. And the fact of the matter is, the more accurately appraisal districts carry out that responsibility of appraising similar properties at similar levels, the less that we have to complain about or bring to suit.
All right, let's get another caller in on the conversation. Our phone lines are open, and the number is 614-8980. Augie has called in. Augie, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I moved from Oklahoma, Lawton, Fort Sill community in 2002 to San Antonio, job transfer of my wife. And our property value at the time, we bought it, I guess, when the market was real down and so forth. But since with this Austin Highway renovation and all the stuff that's going on with BAMC and my close proximity to the old Niners, my property value has doubled. Subsequently, my taxes to follow suit. And that provided, if these houses were turnkey, for the market, And I don't see that. When these houses in our area was built in the 50s, post-Ray Allison era, I had clay pipe drainage, replaced it with PVC. We still have we don't even have sidewalks in our community. There's only a few streets that do have sidewalks. The lighting is poor. The infrastructure,
sure.
The GPS coming out there and fixing the water lines busted.
Right. So, okay. So, Augie, so it sounds like you're living in a neighborhood where there's a lot of people are moving in and it could be driving up your values. Let's see what our guests have to say about that. So, Michael?
Well, I'm not real sure what – I mean, I got the gist of the comments. I think his value has doubled over the last – 13 years or 12
right.
years.
Easily, he lives near off Austin Highway, which right. had seen some bad times, but now it's turning around. And so
Austin Highway has seen a great deal of resurgence in terms of development. I mean, I did see this morning in the paper that the large apartment complex that was supposed to go up at Austin Highway and
Broadway,
I believe, that developer decided the restrictions were too tight and he pulled out. But there's also a lot of mixed use in that area as well, properties that are converting from residential to other uses that also tend to drive values up.
Right. So with all these suits, and it's actually not just the number of the suits, or is it the value of the suits that's the problem?
It's actually the value. I mean, it's doubled. And more importantly, I think that other caller that said our values are too low, that's why I wanted the commissioner's court to sue me. because I believe they are too low. Okay. And I want to be able to demonstrate why they're too low.
So, Joe, do you think they're too low?
The appraisal district assessed or reappraised apartment complexes pretty much across the board in Bexar County last year and increased a lot of those substantially, drew a lot of protests, drew a good bit of litigation from that. even with that, I mean, you go back to the last reported statistics, there's about 600,000 accounts in Bexar County growing year by year. It's a growing county. 290 lawsuits in 2012. I think that's one for every 20,000 accounts. They have to put values on those each year. And a number of them through mass appraisal, which is a very streamlined valuation process, you're going to miss a number of them. That's what the appeal system is for. If they were always consistently too low, I wouldn't have had a career the last 25 years. I mean, I'm not trying to be glib, but that's the reality of things. And what can you do? The problem is not in the law because it's a constitutional right.
Well, the nature of your business is it wouldn't be them being too low, but if someone thinks they could get them lower, then they would hire you, right?
If they think the values can be reduced below the current assessment, they hire me. But there has to be an evidentiary basis for that.
Well, if they look at the cost and think, if I can make money, save money by hiring you, then that's what I'm going to do, right?
But it's not voodoo. You still have to be able to support it with hard evidence.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This is a very interesting conversation. This is, like I said, this is what our system is based on, our society. We've got to be able to have a system that works, that people have faith in, that we allow this tension between the two sides come in and work out and reach an agreement. Thank you so much. Joe Harrison, partner at Harrison Duncan Law Firm, specializing in tax law. Michael Iskita, he is the chief appraiser at the Bexar County Appraisal District. This is The Source on KSTX. When we come back from the NPR news break, we're going to be talking about Cine Festival and Las Martas, a documentary looking at the Washington birthday celebration in Laredo. Stay tuned.